Jabal, thank you for joining us. A huge win yesterday. If you could just relive the moment and just tell us, what did that win mean to the guys in the locker room?
It's a great story. I mean, it's something to build off of. Just the Steelers itself. I mean, it was something that we had to get done. I mean, losing to them, I think it was the last 10 times or something like that, Coach said. It was the last time the Browns beat the Steelers. So, I mean, it's just big to get a win against them, and they're like the top in our conference, so definitely big.
You're extremely familiar with this rivalry because you went to the University of Pittsburgh. So you've been in and around Pittsburgh, and you know what yesterday's win means. Talk about that.
I know Pittsburgh, they hate us right now. Pitt is just like, they're a football team, it's like city, like they love the Steelers. So, I mean, everybody wears Steelers gear all day. And, I know they hate losing, period, but let alone to lose to the Browns. An hour and a half away team, like, it's like that backyard brawl, like, that I remember we had with West Virginia when I was at Pitt. It's like, you know, you just don't want to lose to them. That's somebody you don't want to lose to them. But, when we do face them again, it's going to be a good fight, and, we got to be ready.
The week before that, when you guys played the Dallas Cowboys, you guys got to Tony Romo 7 times. You sacked him, and you forced this past week 8 turnovers. Are you guys starting to feel like this defensive front, the mentality is that no nonsense, we're going to bring pressure to you guys?
We've been feeling like that. It was just a matter of executing. I mean, now finally we got everybody back. I mean, we got Big Phil back. We got Big Rube, Joe, everybody. I mean, everybody actually back and everybody playing together. When DP gets back, I think that'll be huge too. But the defense finally starting to play together, and we get in the field and got a decent rotation going right now.
With Phil being back, what does that mean to you? Because you guys came in together, and I know you were pretty upset when you saw him sustain his injury this offseason. But what does it mean for you to have your partner back up there?
That's cool. He's a big body on the inside, so it's definitely huge. I hate to see anybody get hurt and go down. And I mean, in this game of football, I mean, injuries are part of it, but. I mean, I hate to see anybody get hurt, and for him to be hurt, it's big. I know he was hurt by it, and he couldn't wait to get back.
Let's talk about this rotation. What does that do for the men up front?
It's fresh legs. I mean, constantly putting pressure on the quarterback, and I mean, you got fresh legs going in. I know the offensive line is tired. The quarterback's tired of seeing new faces, it's always good to have those fresh legs when you're tired, especially in a game like Dallas when we went to overtime. I mean, it was brutal.
You're coming into your second season. Do you feel like you're really comfortable within this defense?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I hope it doesn't change. I'm really starting to learn. I think I learned it pretty good now. I feel so comfortable with Coach Dick. Like, he just, I mean, it's his defense. And, I mean, if I have any questions about it, I can go straight to him. And, I mean, pretty much I'm there with it.
Let's look ahead to the work week. What is going to be the mindset as you guys gear up and get ready for the Oakland Raiders?
Just build off of where we left off. I mean, the mistakes that guys make, we got to correct those. But, I mean, it was a lot of good things. We got to watch those, and we just got to build off of it. I mean, I know Oakland's going to be pretty ready. I mean, just seeing what we did this week, and we got to build off. We got to continue to get pressure and continue to get turnovers.
But just talk about your course of action as you start to get yourself personally ready.
Just come in and try and get a head start, watch a little film on them. Just watch them and see what they run. And just so the last 2 days, I have something to think about.
Jabal, thank you for your time, and good luck to you guys moving forward.
Thank you. No problem.